Merry Christmas, everyone. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. And may I introduce to you my wife of 58 years, Gloria Jean Copeland. And may I introduce my daughter of years. And and it's Christmas time.
Merry Christmas.
And I'm so excited about it. And we're a Christmas family. We love Christmas and have such a big time at Christmas.
Anytime we want to have a big meeting, we can play like it's Christmas because everybody comes, they think they're going to get a present.
And they do. Oh, what? I remember one Christmas, Chef Boyardee.
Do you have to tell everything you know?
I missed that one.
Gloria, oh, no, you were there. You weren't but very big.
I probably was happy about it, though. But
we were glad to have something to eat.
John were there. But Chef Boyardee, that's all we had for Christmas. No, I don't even, it's fun, but just don't do it again.
You haven't had anything.
Lord, thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday, Jesus. We give you praise and we thank you with all of our hearts. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Tim, before I get any further, would you get me a Kleenex, please?
Your eyes and, are a little bit.
The problem that the world has, but let's don't even, thank you, sir. Don't even think about the world. Let's just think about Christian people.
Yeah.
The problem, of course, Jesus said, your traditions make the Word of God no effect. Mm-hmm. He didn't say traditions are wrong, but he said, don't put that ahead of the Word.
Yeah.
This book, this is the most ancient and the most modern document on the face of the earth. It's the most accurate. And we're going to be talking about all this Christmas week. We're going to talk about the uncanny accuracy of this mighty, powerful book, because this book is a manifestation of God.
In a crazy world, these words don't ever change.
They don't.
Hallelujah.
That's good, Gloria.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the book of John. And we'll base our study. And this is a study. We're not just celebrating. This is a study. Now, and I'll remind you, the word Christmas is Christ Mass. Messiah celebration. That's what it is. Messiah anointed. It's a celebration of the anointing of God. That's what this is. Now, in John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, look, behold, look, the Lamb of God, which taketh away, or a better rendering. In fact, my cross-reference says this, that beareth away the sin of the world.
Beareth says more than taketh, doesn't it?
Well, see, he was the scapegoat. The scapegoat was a type of him. And the scapegoat bore the sins away. Mm. And that's very, very accurate.
Yes. So, praise God. It's wonderful.
Now then, let's go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. These accounts, there's, as in most other occasions, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are different things reported. Now, Luke, how can I put this, Lord? Luke was not only a physician, but as an apostle, back there then as a disciple, he was a reporter. And he wrote two documentaries, one, The Gospel That Bears His Name, and The Book of Acts. And in The Book of Acts, he states why he wrote it. And he was, in fact, just to make sure we get import and important facts, chapter 1 of the Book of Acts, "The former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." So his writing was as a reporter. And he questioned. He talked with the Apostle Paul.
Just the facts.
And he talked with people that experienced those days and those lives. And he talked to the other apostles. So he wrote so there are things in his writings that are maybe not in the others. Some in Matthew, but you put them all together and you get the whole picture. Now, let me tell you this. The nativity scene is a traditional scene. And that's traditional. And it's beautiful. I love it. But it's a composite of all these other things because the wise men weren't there. They came 2 years later or so.
They weren't as wise as we thought they were.
No, they were right on time. But it took them a while to get there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But you have to remember that God led them there by a star. And there wasn't three of them. There were three gifts. So you just automatically think there were three kings, magi. Mm-hmm. No. It could have been three different kings, but that's not all that traveled. They had a caravan. These are kings. And they traveled through some pretty tough country. So they had garrison guards, anywhere from 50 to 200 people that were there. But the three gifts give us traditional idea that there was three of them.
Yeah, right, it does.
Which I expect there were three kings. Well, I don't expect that. I know there was. At least three. But those three, each one bearing a different gift. Now, I'm jumping ahead of myself here. But God always takes care of everything. Now, you can look this up for yourself. We know, and before the week's up, we'll read this in the book of Matthew, that they brought gold, well, that's self-explanatory, frankincense.
Wise men aren't broke.
No.
Okay.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But now, the frankincense and the myrrh during those days were worth as much or more than the gold. Now, what was that all about? Well, there's a sudden trip to Egypt coming up in the middle of the night, and they needed money. Oh! So God brought it to them. Hey, then this is a type for our lives. If He did it for Jesus, He'll do it for us. Because He is already planning your every need. That's the reason it is so easy to trust Him and never worry about tomorrow. Because tomorrow is in His hands.
You know what makes me feel good? If He takes care of the birds, He'll take care of me.
And that's the first scripture you ever found.
Yeah.
And look where it led you, though.
I know.
It's that they were following the star, but the star didn't appear before it was time to go. So they did arrive at the right time based on what they were following. give, and we just have to take the next step. It's just the step when He gives it. If you don't have it yet, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It's so in His hands when we let it be.
And
in the hands of the planner.
It's significant, I believe, that they had to leave in the middle of the night. Stuff happens in the middle of the night. Paul and Silas in jail at midnight. And at midnight, at the midnight hour, they begin to not only sing, but to praise Him with their backs beat bloody and they're in stocks at midnight. The midnight hour, they're going to repossess everything I have in the morning. Yeah, but gold, frankincense, and myrrh on the way. Because the King has already sent His messenger see to it that everything's going to be all
That's
right.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
I love
Merry Christmas.
I love it. Praise God. Like you used to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So now, I want you to notice from Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Well, wonder why it happened at that day. And where? Well, in Bethlehem, of course. Now, why did that happen?
The New Living says, at that time.
At that time. Hold your place there. Micah chapter 5. Verse 2. I hope you're ready for this. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old from everlasting. Bethlehem. The prophet Micah, God said through the prophet Micah, it's going to happen in Bethlehem.
Praise God.
715 years later, all of a sudden, Caesar decides everybody needs to go home. And since Joseph was of the house of David, and Jesus was to be the son of David, Messiah, he had to go to Bethlehem. So for 715 years, that written word that the Almighty God said through the prophet Micah governed nations, leaders, armies, right down to the day that Caesar made the decision. Well, I'm going to tax them. And they're going to have to go home. So they had to go to Bethlehem. I tell you, this thing is the most uncanny. The accuracy of it.
And it's never the way we would do it. We would have never thrown a prostitute in there in the middle to make that lineage happen.
No.
And Rahab to make all that happen too.
And they made sure she was a harlot.
Right.
All the way. David's grandmother, Jesus' great-great-grandmother, Rahab the harlot. Rahab the harlot. In the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews on the Hall of Fame of Faith, Rahab the harlot. He wanted you to know good and well that the religious people can't handle harlot, but I can. Because she was no more.
Yeah.
The moment she left Jericho, she was no longer a harlot. She belonged to God. And it just God, it just never ceases to amaze
years.
Me. Yeah. So now, I want you to see this. Let's go back over here now.
Where are you?
In Luke chapter 2. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house lineage of David, and because God said so 715 years before.
Yeah.
Now, here's something else. Let's lay the traditional manger scene aside. Let's just take that out of our thinking for a while. They had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. She's 9 months pregnant.
Mm.
Now, it says, let's read on. It was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth a firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there's no room for them in the inn. The reason there was no room for them in the inn, at the closest, the very closest that Nazareth could have been from Bethlehem, the closest was 65 miles. But most put it at 90 miles. Now, she's riding a donkey. That meant that on that trip, they were at least 20, 25 days.
Dear me.
So where did they stay? God had that planned all along. He knew how far it was over there. And she's going slow. She's 9 months pregnant. Everybody was ahead of them.
Now, that 9 months pregnant woman could even survive the trip.
Well, it was a miracle.
It was a miracle.
It was an absolute miracle. But it was all in the plan.
Yeah.
It's all part of the plan.
Makes a difference. The plan makes a difference.
Now, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Now, notice that she did that. She got up. She took care of him. She wrapped him up. She put him in the manger. Now, here's a 9-month woman.
Yeah. But now, don't...
This made a long trip on a donkey.
There is something very non-traditional here.
No kidding.
The angels did not have to tell the shepherds precisely where to go in Bethlehem to find Jesus, because there was only one manger where sacrificial lambs were birthed, the cave under the watchtower of Migdol Eder. Oh, something's going on here that we're pulling the curtain back on. Migdol Eder was a watchtower located in the northern part of Bethlehem, built to protect the temple flocks. Now, these shepherds were watching over the most precious lambs. These are the sacrificial lambs to be sacrificed at temple. They cannot be blemished. They're watching over them. They're watching over their sheep. They weren't out there just kind of laying around.
Trying to find the Big Dipper.
Gloria, will you get that
I
woman
couldn't
you
resist.
Gave me.
This has been my fun life. Yeah. Y'all are amazing.
So, But these were Levitical shepherds, and this thing was a tower. The manger, well, rather than go through all of this, it is likely that the shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem were raising lambs in the very fields King David, as a boy, watched over his sheep and composed psalms in honor to God. Hmm. Now, this tower, the tower, and if we went back over there, it says a watchtower of the flock in Micah 4:8. In fact, let's go back to Micah and look at 4:8. And thou, O tower of the flock. The Hebrew word tower is migdal.
Yeah.
Now, my cross-reference says on the flock or eder, migdal eder.
Hmm.
Now, it was a tower, and it was constructed, the watchtower was at the top, and this is where the shepherds were watching those the priceless sheep. They were not only watching them, they were the guards. Hmm. Remember David? Guarded those lambs with his life.
Hmm.
I mean, he fought bear and lion over those lambs, and he was supernaturally empowered. Now, it was right here in this same area. Hmm. So, when they were, this was a tower, and the shepherds were on watch in the top of that tower where you could actually see. Now, underneath it, in the cave underneath it, now remember, in a cave, not a barn, it's a cave. Very well protected and very cool. Hmm. Protected from animals. And there was a birthing trough. I mean, you have to be very, very careful with these ewes, because they're bearing perfect lambs, and they are the best of the flock. Let's go all the way back to Abel. This was his type.
Hmm.
The sacrificial lamb, he raised it and gave it to God.
Praise God.
So now you have to remember, the shepherds are experts at this.
Mm-hmm.
So that little lamb, she wrapped him. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. The swaddling clothes were what the shepherds put on that little lamb to keep them from jumping around. And the hay had to be perfectly clean, because that's when they laid them in that little manger, in perfectly good straw, and they couldn't hurt themselves in that straw. And Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Three, two, one, Happy New Year!
Prepare for the new year. Set your eyes on what is ahead with the 2021 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar. Be encouraged year-round with uplifting scriptures to keep your words full of faith. Each calendar day contains a Bible in a Year reading plan to add to your daily devotional routine. Meditate on the scriptures and write down what God is speaking to you. Stretch your faith and believe God as you set monthly goals and note your progress throughout the year. Use the calendar to write down your victories and be reminded of God's goodness. Look for the KCM meetings scheduled in 2021 and make your plans to join us at a Victory Campaign, Believers Convention, or other special event. Step into the new year in faith with the 2021 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar.
Now, we have a very, very special gift for you. It's our 2021 KCM calendar. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, I mean, back at the very beginning of 2020. That's very unusual for Him to say something to me about next year, you know, when this one wasn't even getting started good. So, He said, the year 2021 is the year of the local church. Now, what does that mean? Well, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and so forth, from Ephesians 4. So, my job as a prophet and teacher is a broad ministry. And so is the evangelist, so is the apostle. But the pastor and the teacher, that's where the consistency of power arises, and that's where it starts. It doesn't, you know, just think about the first one on the day of Pentecost. It started in that little upper room with 120 people and fell out, and a church was born. A local church was born. That's where it started. Hmm. Well, the Apostle Paul didn't pastor it. He's out being an apostle. He's going around filling it up. That's the reason it's so important. And so, you need to request your free 2021 calendar today. This is very, very important. Father, we thank You for this today. Thank You for opening the eyes of our understanding. And we pray for every partner we have throughout this country, throughout this world. Glory to God, all over this world. We are so blessed. And we pray for all the churches throughout the whole world, that they come alive with the power of revival and restoration and outpouring.
Yes, thank You, Lord.
We thank You for it in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth, Gloria, and Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Receive a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory free at kcm.org/victory offer. Continue in the Word and expect God's manifested power in your life.